Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. Is this regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes, hi.
My name's Ahmad. I'm with the Legal Intake Center, and I have a potential new hair relaxer claimant on the line. Her name's Crystal Ann Baker.
Perfect. I do have her information here. Is it 708-537-5062?
That's right.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I'll take it from here.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, Miss Crystal. How are you? My name is Denise
Hi.
on a recorded line. I'll be
I'm
assisting you
good, thank
further.
you.
Oh, good to
Okay, thank you.
hear. So let me just get that form pulled up here. Okay. So would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Do you have an attorney assisting you at the moment?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed the documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Have you used hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And then, were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank
How are you
you.
feeling now?
I'm better. I went through some things, but I'm feeling much better now.
Oh, good to hear. Was this endometrial, uterine, or ovarian?
Ovarian.
Ovarian. Okay. Is there a subtype that you know of?
So it's elliptical
Okay.
ovary cancer.
Let me look that
Hard to
up.
pronounce
Let's
that one.
see. Yeah, I know they're a little tricky to
So many different
pronounce.
types of cancers. Yeah.
I do see one on here. It's EPITHELIAL tumors.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
That, yeah.
Got it. And then we're filing this claim on behalf of yourself.
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get the date of diagnosis of the ovarian cancer?
Yes. I was diagnosed August 19, 2023.
Okay. Let me put that into the system here, August 19 of 2023. And then can I get the diagnosing doctor's name, please?
Yes, it's Dr. James Wallace.
Let's see, James Wallace. What state?
In Illinois.
Dr. Illinois. Okay. I did pull up a Dr. James Wallace, oncologist in Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
Let me just input his name. And then I'm looking for the address as well. Let's see. Should be on here. Okay. Just looking for an address. Do you have an address that,
I
like,
do. It's 5841 South
50,
Maryland Avenue.
5841 South Maryland Avenue,
That's in
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois,
Okay.
60637.
60637.
Yes.
Okay. Let me enter that information. Just gonna look it up really quickly.
Okay.
Okay. 5841 South Maryland Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60637. Okay, I'm gonna enter this into here. And then a phone number. Let me see if I Do you have a phone number there? Or actually, I think I found it. Does 773-702-1000 sound right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me enter that. Diagnosing doctor. Okay. Let's see. Okay. And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
You said that I use it more than 4 times a year.
Yeah, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
I would probably say about 6 because I used it maybe like once every 2 months.
Okay. So on average, you used it 6 times per year prior to your diagnosis, okay? And then you are a resident and citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth, please?
That's 5/1/81.
Okay. 5/1/1981. And then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you know of any family or friends that were also injured by the hair relaxers that we can assist?
No, not off the top. I can't think of anyone.
Okay, no problem. If you ever do think of someone later, you can always send me a text. I'll be sending you my information, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And what state did you use hair relaxer?
In Illinois.
Okay. And when did you start using hair relaxer? I do have to put an actual date so we can guesstimate if you don't remember the actual date. We can start with like the year.
Yeah, so it's been about 9, it was about 9 years. I want to say maybe like 2014.
Okay, 2014. Was it in the summer, winter?
Probably I would say maybe like winter, probably maybe February.
Okay. And then can we put like the beginning of February? Would that be safe to say?
That's fine.
So maybe like February 5 of 2014 start date. Okay. Let me put that in here. February 5th, 2014. And then when did you stop using hair relaxer?
So I stopped using it probably in like August of 2023.
Okay, August of 2023. So should we put like August 5th?
Let's go with the 15.
Okay, so August 15th of 2023. Okay. And then how often did you use these products? I know these questions sound redundant, but I do have to ask them. Was that weekly, monthly, 4 times per year? I know you mentioned earlier it was 6 times per
Every other
year.
month. Yeah, so like once every 2 months. So
Once
I guess
every 2 months.
every
I
other
don't really
month.
have an option to put that. I guess I can put monthly and then
Yeah,
I'll put it in
okay.
the notes as well. Okay.
Okay.
It's just allowing me to put either weekly, monthly, 4 times per year.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. And then how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxers?
About 9.
Okay. Yeah, because you did mention it was 2014 and then you stopped in 2023, so that would be around 9 years. And then you did use them consecutive, so you didn't stop in between. You were using them all that time, correct?
Yes, use them all the time.
Okay. And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both.
Okay. If the chemical hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
Walgreens.
Walgreens. Okay. So it was only Walgreens, no other store?
For the most part, like Walgreens, because they always had like good deals on the certain products and stuff.
Okay. No problem. I'll put Walgreens. And then if the process was done professionally, please provide the salon name, address, and phone number.
Okay. What is her address off the top? I know it's not a salon. It's a salon. What's her name of her salon? Give me 1 second. I'm have to pull up the actual name of the salon. Uh-oh, I'm looking at my contacts. Excuse me.
Yeah, no problem. Is the salon still around? Because I'm looking up salons.
It
Okay.
is. Yeah, so it is. It's like it's a salon, but I don't even know if it's like listed because she have it set up in her home.
Oh, it's like a home salon. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put home salon in here, and then it was in Illinois,
That was in
Chicago.
Markham. Yeah, Markham, Illinois.
Okay. Did you say Markin?
Markham, like MARKHAM, Markham, Illinois.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And then I do have her name, if you need the name.
Okay. What is the name?
It's Buffy, Buffy.
Okay. And then a phone number?
708
Seven,
261
261,
5246.
5246. Okay. Do you have the actual address or should it?
It's been a while since I've been. I'm
No
trying
problem.
to see
I
if
guess
I
I
have it
can put
saved
just
or not.
Illinois for now, or maybe we could look her up really quickly to see if there's an actual
Markham,
address.
Illinois. I don't think you're gonna be able to find it, but like I said,
No.
it's a
Yeah.
bit because she's running out of her home, and she's kind of like,
Yeah.
since she did it for so long, and she kind of didn't want the big bliss and everything, just kind of went small.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I guess for now we can put Markham, Illinois.
Well, I do have another salon because, like I said, of course, over the years, of course, I've got my hair relaxed by several people, so we can go with, let me look up the other one. It's in Midlothian. Hold on. One second. Yeah, okay.
And then while you're
Okay.
look, oh, you did
We can
find
go
it.
with. Yeah, so we're gonna go with Shop Addiction.
Shop
And
addiction.
it's
Okay.
in Midlothian, Illinois.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 14403, and it's South Cicero Avenue in Midlothian, Illinois, 60445.
Okay, let me look it up really quickly.
And it's they have two sides. One side is the business side for selling clothes, and the other side is a beauty salon.
Oh, got it. Okay. So I did look it up. Shop Addiction 14403 South Cicero Avenue. Okay. Got it. Perfect. And then let me put the phone number on there. Okay. Perfect. So, which brand names did you use, Miss
Soft
Baker?
and beautiful. Soft and beautiful.
South and Beautiful?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use, oh, Soft and Beautiful. I'm sorry. I put South. Soft and Beautiful.
Okay.
Okay. Excuse me. Is there any other brands that you used, or was it only Soft and Beautiful?
Soft and beautiful.
Okay. Got it. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
No.
So let me rephrase that, because I know it could be a tricky question, but did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first used the product?
Oh, after. Yes, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying, did it happen before? No, I'm
Oh,
sorry. Yes.
no problem. Okay. So, yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then, what type of treatment did you receive for your ovarian cancer?
So I received chemotherapy. I did physical therapy, and I also a medication.
And medication. Okay.
Radiation therapy and yeah, medication.
So chemotherapy, radiation, physical therapy, and medication.
Yes, pain medication.
Okay. And then treatment date.
So I started getting treated in August of 2023, August 20th.
Okay. So let's put August 20th of 2023. Okay. And then I know earlier we obtained your diagnosing doctor's information. Was he the same doctor who treated you?
Yes.
Okay, let me input that in that section.
Okay.
Okay, I'm almost done here. I just had to scroll up, so I'm just copying and pasting. Okay, so that's James Wallace, and then I'm just entering the phone number now. Excuse me, my throat's a little funny here. And then, can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Okay. Your marital status?
Single.
Okay. One second, okay. I'm just gonna clear my throat. Give me one
No
second
problem.
here. Thank you. Okay, I'm back. So,
Okay.
thank you for confirming that. Thank you for your patience. And I am now at your name. So let me enter your name into this section.
Okay.
Chris, Miss Crystal Ann Baker. Ann is your middle name?
Yes.
Okay. And then Baker last name. And we do require a social security for identity verification purposes and also for the law firm to pull your medical records. Can you please provide your social security, Ms. Baker?
And then exactly, just kind of sketchy about that, but I know that's the only way they can pull the social is from my, I mean, the credit from my social.
Yeah, and they always want to make sure it's tied into, you know, that we have to do an identity verification, of course. We wouldn't want to accidentally pull someone else's records, so they always have to verify it with your social. If you don't feel completely comfortable giving me your full social, at least your last four.
Okay, we can start with that. 8168.
8168. Okay, got it.
Yes.
And then let's see. I have an email on file, crystal.baker05@yahoo.com, phone number 708-537-5062. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then is this your cell phone?
Yes.
And your contact preference, would that be phone call, text, or email? I have to pick one.
Text message.
Okay. And then best
Now,
time
what
of the
happens
day.
if I'm not able to give my if I don't give my social, what happens? What's the process anyway with this whole thing? How does it work?
Yeah, I'll explain everything to you once we're done. But if you like, I can give you a little bit of information now. So, me as the intake specialist, I prepare the file for the law firm. So everything has to be very organized. We have to get your diagnosing doctor, your treating doctor, your social, or at least your last four, your email, your phone number. Because what happens is, we create a DocuSign once we're done with this. And then if you come, you know, if you agree with everything, you would sign. And then that's the only way that the law firm can contact you with your signature. If you decide not to sign, then we would just not move forward. But if you did decide to sign, then that gives them permission to retain you and contact you. And then once they get involved, they give you specifics about the lawsuit. They provide you with settlement amounts, and they also provide
Okay.
you with time frames. Excuse me. Gosh.
That's
So
how I be sometimes.
yeah, it's like that time of the year, I guess. Everyone,
Yeah.
even everyone around me has a scratchy throat. So,
Okay.
yeah, so once they get involved, we're not really at liberty to give you specific settlement amounts or time frames because they have to look at everything. So every
Right.
case has a unique time frame and everything, and I wouldn't want to give you the wrong information. So then once they get involved, they go over everything with you specifically, you know, for you, for your
Okay.
case. Yeah.
Okay, well, now that you broke it down, I do feel more comfortable now. I can give you the social blocks. I just wanted to make sure, you know, because, like, of course, I
Yeah,
get
no,
the
I
questions, but I
agree.
just had a few questions too, you know.
Absolutely. And for now, as I mentioned, I mean, we can either keep the last four on here. Once the law firm gets involved, they will be asking for your full social unless you would like to give it
You
to
can
me
just go
now.
ahead and give it
Okay.
now. Yeah, that way. That kind of cuts it down whenever they, you know, contact me.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I went back to that social section. I can enter it now.
Okay, so it's going to be 332-84-8168.
Perfect. 332-848-168. Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. And then now we are needing your full address, please.
Okay, it's going to be 1420 Wood Street, and that's in Crete, Illinois, 60411.
Okay, got it. So I found a 1420 Wood Street, Crete, Illinois.
Yeah.
60417.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Is there a unit number or apartment number?
No.
Okay. Okay. And do you by any chance have a copy of your medical records? I have to put yes or no for this question.
Not on hand, but I can get it, you know, if I would have to. It'd take me a little time.
Okay.
I'd be a little busy and stuff, but I could, you know, if need be, access
yeah.
them.
Okay, so I'll put no for now.
Okay.
And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent
okay.
disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So does this emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Apart from me.
Okay.
Let me see who can I put down. Let me see 1 second. Excuse me. Okay. I'm going to put down a old friend, a family friend.
Okay.
Brenda Wilder.
Family friend. And then, did you say Linda?
Brenda, like
B-R-E-N-D-A.
Yeah, Brenda.
And then Wilder?
Yes, W-I-L-D-E-R.
Okay, perfect. And phone number?
708-724-6770.
Oh, okay. Are you still there? Hello, are you still there? Hello? Hi. Hi, Ms. Crystal. Hello?
Hello.
Oh my gosh, there you are.
I'm so sorry. I turned off my Bluetooth. I'm so sorry. I turned on my Bluetooth. Well, I turned on my car, and I forgot. I'm wondering, like, it got quiet, so my
yeah.
phone's up to the car, but I'm still in the house. I'm so sorry. I'm wondering.
It's okay.
Like,
I kept hearing just like someone, like, I don't know, like ruffling through something. It was just a weird sound, and then I
I'm
sent
sorry,
you a text.
Yeah,
now
it went over to the car. It
oh, no problem.
I preheat the car. I'm sorry.
No, no problem. I'm just glad we got connected again. And I did send you a text. You'll see that because I was trying to text you before I hung up. I was going to hang up and then call
okay.
you right back, but I'm glad you got back on. We're pretty much done. I'm just going to review everything with you once more just to make sure that
okay.
there are no typos in the DocuSign. So if something sounds wrong, please stop me so we can correct it immediately, okay? So let me go through this
okay.
really quickly. So you would like to participate
okay.
in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything for a law firm. You've been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And then we determine the subtype as well. And then we are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. And you were diagnosed 8/19 of 2023. I have your doctor information on here. And let's see, you were using hair relaxers around like 6 times per year prior to your diagnosis. And then you are a resident and citizen of the United States, date of birth 5/1/1981. And then you started using hair relaxer 2/5 of 2014. You stopped using hair relaxer 8/15 of 2023. You were using hair relaxers for around like 9 years. And let's see what else. As far as your treatment, it was chemotherapy, radiation, and pain medication, physical therapy as well. Treatment date 8/20 of 2023. And then I have Crystal and Baker and Social Security. Let me spell your last, I mean, let me spell your name just to make sure. So it's C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, middle name A-N-N, and then last name B-A-K-E-R. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And Social Security, 3328481-68. I have an email address, crystal.baker05@yahoo.com. I have a phone number, 708-537-5062. Address, 1420 Wood Street, Crete, Illinois. No apartment number or unit number. Does that all that sound good?
Yes.
Perfect. I will be submitting this DocuSign now.
Okay.
What will happen now, you will be receiving that DocuSign in your email. It's very simple to sign an initial. However, if you do need guidance, I will be right here to guide you should you need that. Okay? Just let me know.
Okay, you said via email, be looking out for it.
Oh, yes.
I see it.
Did you receive it? Okay.
I see it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Let me know if you need any assistance. I'm right here to guide you should you need that.
Okay. Okay, just going through the prompts.
Okay.
Okay.
And as long as your initials are your initials and then your signature, because I know some people have accidentally signed in the initial section. So as long as we don't have that, that would be perfect. And then I'll review it once I receive it to make sure.
Okay. Okay. I signed them.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Let me see if I received it. Let's see. Here it is. Perfect. Let me review it really quickly. Date, signature, initials. Perfect. Everything looks great. You did a great job.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, so Ms. Baker, it was a pleasure assisting you today. Thank you so much for sharing your story with me. I'm sure it's not easy. And I'm glad to hear that things are better for you. We should always be grateful, right, for every day. Every day is
a day. Yeah, it could be worse. Yeah.
One day at a time. Mm-hmm. And I will be sending you my information. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions, or if for whatever reason you do not hear from the law firm within the next week or two, you can call them directly. Give them your information, like your name, and they can look you up and then give you status. Hopefully they reach out soon, but I'm just saying in case they don't, you're more than welcome to call their office. If you still have no luck, you're more than welcome to contact me, and then I can transfer them on the phone for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a wonderful rest of your day. You'll be receiving a text message from me shortly, okay? You take care,
okay,
Ms. Baker.
You still
take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.